Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
You know, when Tiffany Menke reaches out to me and says, "Hey, Michael, I've got a great story for you." We always listen to the executive director of the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce because Tiffany is always on point. And with us in studio from Pure Prep Academy is Burchette Greer and Chris Morrow. And we're going to be talking about what the heck is Pure Prep Academy and what has Chris got up his sleeve going on over there in Urbandale. Guys, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's start with you, if we can. Burchette, you look like a basketball player, first of all. And I guessed right, point.
I was a point guard.
Yeah, yeah. Just something about you, you know, had that look. What are you doing with Pure Prep Academy? And you've been doing this for a number of years.
Correct.
What's the mission? What are you doing?
The mission is to help kids through basketball, mentorship, to help them grow leadership skills, provide a positive environment to help them grow and learn. Also to be student athletes because, you know, that's important. When I was brought up, basketball was my tool, but education was the key.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that kids like me and other kids, as well as suburban kids, get an opportunity to provide, to get to that team quality and unity that they're missing. It's a lot of missing pieces as far as positive male role models out here today. And so we provide that. We've got a great team in place, myself along with Chris Morrow and some other guys that we have on staff doing great things for the community.
And one of the reasons that you called it Pure is why?
Pure because we want to bring the purity back. There's so many flaws in today's game, in today's system. It's all about money and making a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do it for the money. We don't do it for anything else but to help kids get out, be constructive, do something positive. Be around other peers that are doing positive things.
And you come at this, well, with some experience, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, from Houston, I went to junior college first, and I went to the University of Houston, played abroad. I played in Mexico, played in Dominican Republic, played in Venezuela, came back, coached 4 years of college, 3 years of high school. So I've been around the block a little bit.
And you found basketball as an outlet and as a way to grow because you also had a fatherless opportunity when you were growing up, right?
Absolutely. Fatherless. I'm one of eight.
Wow.
I'm fatherless. So basketball and sports.
Your mother was busy.
She was very busy. Definitely basketball and sports was my outlet.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also surrounded by positive male role models who guided me in the right direction.
And that's so important.
Exactly.
It is so exactly. important. One of the things that you said about Pure, you wanted to take the money out of it, take all of those other things out of it. You know, one of the things I think that, Chris, so many young people don't understand is that a very small percentage of people that pick up a round ball ever get to play at any type of a competitive level. Would that be accurate?
You're exactly right.
Yeah. And so what you learn through this experience is really a lifelong learning opportunity.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I found Burchette and why I love working with him. I've been coaching high school for about 11 years. So I took a different path than what Burchette took. I didn't play in college, but kind of like him, I lost my father my senior year, and he was a longtime coach.
Mm.
And if it wasn't for one of my coaches in high school, I don't know where I would be today. So that's why I do what I do and love what I do for Pure Prep. It's just giving back to the kids and see them grow. And it's not about just win or losses. We don't focus on the wins or losses of what tournament we go to and win. It's about growing each athlete and getting them to hopefully get a scholarship and play in college with our high school athletes and then just get our younger kids to look up to those kids and have a mentorship within our program.
It's the voice of Chris Morrow, ladies and gentlemen, from Pure Prep Academy. Where is this located at?
We are located in Urbandale, in industrial area, 4137 120th Street, right in that industrial area off Douglas.
Sure,
and
I know where
35.
It is. Now, how do people get involved in this? How do kids find you? Is this kind of word of mouth that you're out there? Are you visiting the schools? How do folks find out about this?
It's a good question. I think one of the things, social media is so big today.
Right.
You know, you get on social media and you get a little bit of publicity because some kids go off to college and they come back and they represent you well.
Mm.
And so word travels and people call in and, you know, we do a little bit of advertisement on our website and Twitter page and Facebook as well. Prep Hoops, please follow us.
Yeah, there you go. And this is not only for young men, also for women, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us about that, Chris.
We have a lady peer prep side. So what that is, it's pretty much the same thing as what we offer for the boys' side. But our lady peer prep kind of taken off at our high school level this summer. We have a lot of girls that are getting offered or interest from big-time colleges right now. In the month of July, we head to Indiana, Chicago, and Atlanta next month. So it's just my phone's been blowing up with college coaches, and it's the hard work that the girls have put in, and they bought into the system, and that I give all the credit to the girls for their hard work. So.
You know, one of the things that is so amazing about both of you guys is that you're so low key. I'm used to coaches that are a little bit more fiery. Now, not to say that you aren't when you're doing this, but you're really stable, it seems. Would that be accurate?
That's very accurate. I think that you have to be. You're dealing with different personalities, you know, different kids from different backgrounds. You don't know how they're going to react to certain things. So my job is to consistently learn every single day. So you have to study kids.
Mm.
Not only you study basketball, you have to study their personality because you can't talk to each kid a certain way.
Now, you have a 15-year-old that you were just highlighting to me earlier. 15 years old. How tall?
6'11".
6'11". Oh, my.
those are good genes.
Yeah, those are good genes. What's he play?
He plays anything
he wants to.
Exactly. Right? He shoots the three. He dribbles it. He's great at blocking shots. Great IQ. He's one of the top players in his class, the class of 2020, getting recruited by a lot of schools. He already has offers from Iowa State, Iowa, Creighton, getting interest from Nebraska, Baylor.
15 years old.
Kansas, 15 years old.
All right, so I have to ask you, Coach. Now, here's a kid that's 15 years old, 6'11", very talented. Is there room for somebody that's 6 foot and fast or 6 foot and wants to learn, has got the fire in the belly?
Usually – the smaller guards are the tougher guards.
That would be you.
That would be me. And so on our 17U team, we have a guard who's pretty small, but he's fast, he's quick, he's feisty, also getting recruited by a lot of schools. Recently visited Drake.
Yeah.
Yep. And they're very interested in him.
Very nice. So, Chris, it's got to be really heartwarming for you to see these kids mature.
Yeah, that's why I do it. I love to see the kids get what they want, but I also like seeing them work for it. That's the biggest thing. And kind of like you asked, the fiery, I have to admit I was kind of fiery when at my young age, but Burchette's been a great mentor to me and kind of made me look at the big picture, and it's made me a better coach. And like he said, good coaches always learn from other coaches. So that's kind of how I go down the path. And I learned a lot from my dad, and he was a great coach, so I've been around it my whole life.
Good for you. Rashad, how are you funded? How do you make this into a business model?
Well, we do have fees because tournaments cost. If you go into a tournament, tournaments cost, so we have fees. Of course, throughout our seasons, we have two seasons broken down to fall, winter, spring, summer. And so you pay 6 months for that season. You get tournaments and travel uniforms and a lot of skill work. So skills come with it. We also have a strength and conditioning program. We're the only program in Iowa that has a strength and conditioning program
built into it. What about the kids that can't afford it? I mean, are there opportunities out there that somebody can sponsor a kid, or how does that work?
Absolutely. And that's the part that's important, because I was one of those kids who had to be scholarship. And so we go out, find funds, ask people. We also are a nonprofit program. And so that brings a lot of attention to people who just want to donate to our cause, because the cause is not just basketball.
Right.
Because some of these kids are going to grow up not be basketball players. They're going to be mentors. They're going to be coaches. They're going to want to give back. And so it's a little bit bigger. And a lot of people see their stories and they pour money into it, pour money into those kids, because it's an investment in their future, because these kids are our future.
It's an opportunity for hope, too, that these kids can come out of the shadows of their life and learn some real life skills as they're enjoying the game of basketball. When you've been doing this over the years, what's been the biggest surprise for you, Coach, as you've been doing this work for years and you've coached on the college level, you've coached on the high school level? What is the biggest surprise? Good question, huh?
That's a very good question. There's two things. I think that today's game, mm-hmm. you know, is more about the money grab.
Yeah.
Because everything, I mean, you can make profit off of doing it. So a lot of people take advantage of opportunities and kids, and, you know, they see a kid, they think he's going to be a pro, and they try to wiggle their way into their lives and lead them down different paths, and that kid becomes egotistic, you know, some things. But on a positive spin, you have mentors like myself and Chris and our staff who try to humble these kids, lead them down the right path. And so the surprising thing is I'm disappointed in people doing it for the money portion.
Doing it for the money. Yeah, but money is always the big motivator, it seems, mm-hmm. For so many people. But if you can change a kid's direction and change a person's life, that's got to be really rewarding for both of you guys.
Totally agree.
Yeah. It is called Pure Prep Academy. It's based in Urbandale. And our thanks again to Tiffany Menke from the Urbandale Chamber for lighting us up on this particular program. And we will have links to Pure Prep Academy, also Brichette Greer and Chris Morrow, so that you can find out more about this very positive way in which to reach kids. Thank you guys for coming in and doing this, man.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Having
Good
us.
Stuff.
Thank you for having us.
Very nice. You know, you guys are, I can tell just by your countenance that you're mentors and you're positive about this stuff, and I love seeing that kind of thing. Coolest things. Thank you so much. All right, we've got to step aside and get ourselves out of here for the day because, well, it's nigh on to 6 o'clock, and our producer, Jerry Lee, says you got to get out of the place. They're going to lock the door on you. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, and our guests, Jerry Lee is our producer this evening. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by a friend, James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man.